Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer. And today, we're diving into something a little different, something that might feel a tad out there at first, but trust me, it's golden. We're talking about self-compassion and forgiveness. You know that feeling when you mess up? That little voice in your head starts whispering all those, I should have done better, why am I so dumb, kind of things. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if instead of berating ourselves, we treated ourselves with a little more kindness and understanding? Like, imagine being that supportive friend to yourself, the one who offers a comforting hug and a reminder that everyone makes mistakes. That's self-compassion in action, folks. And it's not about letting yourself off the hook or excusing bad behavior. It's about recognizing your humanity, accepting your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to someone you love. Now, why is this so important? Well, in today's fast-paced world where we're constantly bombarded with expectations and pressures, self-compassion can be a powerful antidote to stress, anxiety, and even procrastination. When we practice self-compassion, we create a safe and supportive inner environment that allows us to learn from our mistakes, bounce back from setbacks, and ultimately thrive. Let me break it down for you with 5 key takeaways. 1. Self-criticism is like a broken record. It just keeps playing the same negative tune over and over again, fueling self-doubt and undermining your confidence. Instead of getting stuck in that loop, try rewiring your brain to respond to mistakes with understanding and a willingness to learn. 2. Perfection is an illusion. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Strive for excellence, but don't let the pursuit of perfection become a source of stress and anxiety. Remember, progress over perfection every time. Think about your favorite athlete. They didn't get there by being perfect. They got there by constantly pushing themselves to improve and learning from their setbacks. 3. Treat yourself like you'd treat your best friend. Would you berate your friend for making a mistake? Probably not. You'd probably offer them support, encouragement, and maybe even a good laugh about it. Extend that same kindness and understanding to yourself. When you mess up, remember that everyone does. It doesn't define you as a person. 4. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Holding onto grudges, whether against others or yourself, only serves to poison your mind and hinder your growth. Practice forgiveness, not just for others but also for yourself. Let go of past mistakes and move forward with a lighter heart. Imagine all the freedom that comes with releasing those burdens. 5. Self-compassion is a muscle. The more you practice it, the stronger it becomes. Start by being mindful of your inner dialogue and noticing when you're being overly critical of yourself. Gently challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with kinder, more compassionate ones. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of self-criticism? You know that feeling when you trip over a tiny pebble and your mind instantly launches into a tirade about how clumsy you are. Well, picture this. You're walking down the street, minding your own business, when bam! You stumble and fall. Now, imagine 2 different reactions. In scenario 1, you jump up, dust yourself off, and mutter, "Stupid me, always tripping over nothing." Then, you spend the rest of the day feeling frustrated and embarrassed. But in scenario 2, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that everyone falls sometimes, offer yourself a little chuckle, and get back on your feet. Maybe even use it as an opportunity to stretch and recenter yourself. See the difference? That's self-compassion in action. It's about recognizing that mistakes are part of life, being kind to ourselves when we stumble, and choosing to move forward with grace and resilience. So, what's the takeaway here? Remember, you're human, and that means making mistakes is inevitable. But instead of letting those mistakes define you, treat yourself with the same love, understanding, and support you would offer a dear friend. Go ahead, practice some self-compassion today. You deserve it, and hey, if you found this helpful, don't forget to share it with someone who could use a little reminder to be kind to themselves. Until next time, keep slaying those procrastination demons and treating yourselves like the incredible humans you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.